You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's a Wednesday evening, and you know what that means? It means it's time for another executive lounge segment where we get to speak to some of the leading executives in the country. Some of them are based around the world, some of them are based in South Africa, but either way, we get to speak to them, get to know them a little bit better, and get to know what they do when they're not up to their day-to-day tasks. This week's executive is the CEO of the Cane Growers Association, Dr. Thomas Funke. You might recognize him when he joins me now in a moment from the previous conversations we've had around the South African sugar industry. But today we're going to get to know him a little bit better and see if he's got a sweet tooth. Good evening, Dr. Funke. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with how you got involved in this particular sector.
Yes, good evening. Yeah, long story, already 14 years in the industry. Time flies. But previously, I was actually a lecturer at the University of Pretoria. Completed my doctorate there and also did a stint in the USA at the Missouri University. It's a very strong agricultural-based university, so lots of econometric modeling that we did there, and also worked for BFAP. And at the time in 2010, a good friend of mine actually moved to the sugar industry. She's now active in RCL Foods. And through her, I got the opportunity for a job interview at Cane Growers. And yeah, as they say, the rest is history.
Dr. Funke, what's the one thing you've enjoyed about the career that you've had? It doesn't have to be with the current association. It can be pretty much any real memory that you have in your career that you think back to and think, that was a fun time in life.
Yeah, I think agriculture has always been close to my heart. My family, from my mother's side, were farmers in northern KZN. My uncle's also a sugarcane farmer, so that sort of stuck to me. And when I was looking around after school and, you know, early days of adulthood, agriculture really sort of stuck to me, and that's that started my career and my interest in agriculture economics. And then thinking about my career, I think working with BFAP and closely, you know, associated with such a great organization was really one of the milestones. Professor Ferdy Meyer, who today still heads up the organization, is really a great leader and guided me a lot in my thinking, as well as Professor Johan Kirsten, who's now at BER down in Stellenbosch. And then obviously, you know, getting into the sugar industry, never a dull moment, always a crisis, you know, if it's imports or a pest that's attacking the sugar cane, or social unrest or flooding or electricity outages. Yeah, it's really been interesting, and every year brings its own challenges. So that's really kept me on my toes, and it's an interesting sector. I think also what's interesting is the whole relationship with the processor. That's something you don't really have in other agricultural industries in South Africa, that regulated environment, and that really makes for some unique thinking around the boardroom table as to how one can come up with solutions. And it's quite unique in South Africa, and I think it irritates many purists who believe in market forces, but nevertheless it's what we have. It's important for the jobs that we create and employ, and that's really added to the flavor, I guess, of the career.
Thomas, what do you do when you're not thinking about work? How do you separate yourself from the day-to-day? What do you do to unwind?
I'm a big sailor, so yachting is my passion. I've competed in many world championships. This year also, my brother and I sailed together on a two-man boat, and we represented South Africa and Sweden at the world championships. And I run the youth group at the Point Yacht Club in Durban. My two boys are also now active sailors on their little boats, so it gives me great pleasure to teach them that sport. And it's a family sport, you know. You get to know nature, everything around it, the tactics, dealing with the wind, moving forward without an engine. And that's really, that's really my great passion in life.
What would you say is your favorite food or favorite meal?
That's an interesting one, but being South African, we obviously love our braai and our poiki. I think that really sits well with me. Jan Bry is a big hero of mine. All his interesting recipes I try to recreate at home. And yeah, really interesting stuff that comes together. Obviously good to add some sugar to all of this and to make it a bit sweeter. But yeah, always good to be around the Bry fire.
Thomas, having such a big passion for sailing and having all the experience that you do in the sailing space, I imagine you've traveled quite a bit. What would you say is your favorite destination that you've traveled to?
Yeah, Europe is always on top of the list. Denmark was really one of my favorite sailing venues. We did the World Championships there in 2010 and also got really good results. So that's really on top of my list. But down under, Australia, a few years ago, just before COVID, 2019-20, we sailed in Perth and Fremantle, and yeah, very similar to our conditions here in Durban. So really great sailing, warm water, and strong breeze. That's what we like. So yeah, I would say Australia and Denmark definitely rate at the top of the list.
Where does Germany rank?
Yeah, Germany, not so great for sailing. In 2014, we sailed actually in Kiel. We had the World Championships there, and yeah, it was just miserable. And our German friends who travel with us to these events always tell us, you know, we've got such wonderful conditions in South Africa, and they really sail in miserable weather. So, no, Germany is towards the bottom of favorite places.
I suppose you don't regret having moved, having the family move from Germany to South Africa. Now we have such great weather here. Thomas, what are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading a book called Why Nations Fail. Yeah, you know, just really trying to get to grips with where our country is going, exploring what has made it work in other countries. And I guess for us and agriculture, being the backbone of many economies worldwide, it's important to understand those nuances. And that's really what I'm trying to get to, I guess, at the end of the day, is trying to understand how can one make the lives of people better who participate in your industry? Because, you know, at the end of the day, for us as a grower organization with our 24,000 small-scale farmers in our sector, it's quite important to understand, you know, the conditions that they work under in detail. And hopefully, you know, these type of books always interesting, and they bring a different perspective to it. Yeah. So that's if I'm not reading sailing books, then I like to read those type of books.
Speaking of perspective, is there one particular person or perhaps a group of people that you say would really inspire you if you could think back to just some of the advice or the inspirational learnings that you've acquired in your many, many years?
Yeah, I think earlier I said Professor Mayer from BFAP and Professor Jan Kirsten were definitely in the early days individuals who inspired me. And later in my career at Cane Grows, you know, farmers who have served the industry and participated in the structures for many years also form part of that circle, I guess. And really their knowledge, their in-depth knowledge of, you know, 4 or 5 decades of participation in the sector brings a lot of value to the table. I feel sometimes that, you know, thinking out of the box and blue sky is something that is important. But one can't always do that if you don't have this historical background. So yeah, we've got a particular farmer from the Midlands area, Tim Murray, who's definitely been one of my mentors, and really appreciate his insights. And then recently I lost a colleague, Olivia Finnemore. She was in a car accident with her family and unfortunately passed away. But she was also a huge inspiration in my career. We worked closely together for 14 years and, you know, extremely unfortunate, but I like to hold on to the memories that I had with her and really, you know, the learnings that we've had together, I guess, in running the organization.
Thomas, before I let you go, what would you say is your favorite drink?
My favorite drink is something that we're developing at the moment. It's an energy drink made from sugarcane. It's been our sort of project for the last 4 years, and it's coming to commercial phase now. So extremely interesting. It's a world first. We're crushing sugarcane and then converting that into a drink and bringing it home to the people who plant sugarcane. So that's definitely one of those drinks that ranks on top of my list. So look out for that when it gets launched. It's very exciting.
We'll certainly be looking out for that, looking forward to seeing what that comes out like. We haven't had the best of reputations from the energy drink world in the past, but this could be a different thing, and I'm looking forward to that. We'll leave the conversation there. Thomas, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. It's been lovely getting to know you a little bit better. That's Dr. Thomas Funke, who is the CEO of the South African Cane Growers Association, joining us for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.